And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hey everybody, it's a mistake to not listen to Garage Sale Gloat. We're out on a Friday.
Living high on the hog.
We're out in the hinterlands now. We just went to an old couple's garage sale, and Johnny Bueno got a couple Big Little books.
Yes, sir.
I was like, why didn't he get that Tarzan? And then I saw the spine on it was just fucking
disappeared.
Annihilated.
Oh, that was pretty good. It even pushed the soundtrack and it happened.
Yeah.
it's got its own... So I got a Buck Jones and the Texas Ranger. And then... so those are the only things I got at that sale.
They were a buck a piece?
A buck a piece. Buckaroonie.
I got a little rubber baby...
Look at this.
Yep.
The old duct tape on the fender.
Give him plenty of room. Yeah, he's like those New York taxis that you see where all the just dings on everywhere where they've just gotten in road battles.
And he had like that Cheshire grin while he's driving. Yeah, it's like, who can I hit next?
Yeah, just give him plenty of room. I got a little rubber squeaking baby doll.
Oh, baby doll.
By Alan Jane Clairolite. That's the thing. It's marked and it's rubber. And she had Kewpie dolls there, but she had a higher price on those because she's like, oh, Kewpie dolls. This guy, if it's marked on the bottom and it's made of rubber like this, these usually sell really well. I
can't remember which way we went before.
We were coming from this way, right?
I think so. If you say so. So what records did you get?
Well, they were a quarter, so I had to... Three of them were just to fill it out to a dollar.
I see.
But I got the Lafayette Hi-Fi Stereo Mon Oral Test Record for testing your hi-fi, which was probably a complete rip. This is my second copy of Switched on Bach by... Walter Carlos at the time, currently Wendy Carlos. Roman with the Brothers Four, which is like looks like four frat guys, two of them, two guitars and two banjos.
It's the four in the Roman numeral four.
Doing folk songs.
And kind of musty, which is why we got the windows.
They're all musty. Yeah, all the records this age. This was the only one I was really interested in. Was the Woody Woodbury. I've got a few Woody Woodburys, and he was one of the first. He's one of those the sound effects comics where he would make sound effects with his mouth. And
I don't think we went the right way, but we got the Wilburys.
I thought we turned right down that street, right?
Maybe, I don't know. I may have gone the wrong way. We were trying to go back to find one that we saw when we were driving to the sale. And we're in the boonies, sort of. On the edge of the boonies.
Well, it was right near where we turned off to...
I'm going to just...
Just go to the next one?
Well, I don't know where I'm going.
Oh.
I gotta put that into the...
Well, I was just gonna say, all we gotta do is put the next one in, right?
Right, but I have to pull over to do that. And we went to a sale before that. We won't talk about it too much because it was hitting your high nerve, but I did pick up a couple of comics. Apparently everybody... The sale started at 8:30. Of course, we find out that the whole thing was cleared out with all the Silver Age at 7:30, and there was a big fat Italian guy sitting there. But we got there at 8:30 with all the Silver Age comics, literally like with his arms around them, taking pictures or looking them up on eBay.
Slowly pulling them out and going page by page through them, just like
he's some sort of curator, and really he's like just a freaking Goomba.
Can't just go and look at something like that and go like, is this worth five? And you know, is this worth $5 or more? Probably not. And be willing to take a little risk. No, he's got to go look it all up on eBay. And
so, anyways, we're not going to dwell on that too much. But I did pick up a couple nice Silver Age Jack Kirby Fantastic Fours. Hint, hint. And for all those who like to trade with me. And I got that Baby Groot lenticular picture frame.
That was also where I was place was getting on my nerves, because all the people setting it up would wait until I'd start looking something, and then they'd budge in front of me to start messing around. And it's just like, Jesus Christ, let me look at the stuff. And I saw the Baby Groot, and I picked it up. I looked at the back, and I saw $2, and I put it down. And the guy goes, that's Baby Groot. And I go, I know. And he goes, let's see. He goes, he picks it up. He's like, this is $2. And I'm like trying to tell him, I know it's $2. He's like, this is $2. You could do it. And it's just like, get off me, dude.
Get off me, back, dude.
Back off, dude.
Yeah, they were kind of intense. It was probably not the best place to start off, but, you know, trying to do our thing. So we're kind of doing it a little backwards this week, where we went south instead of north, and we're going clockwise around the big city as opposed to going counterclockwise. So that's my story, and we're sticking to it. This next one's interesting. It's an estate sale, but it's not an estate sale associated with any sort of agency.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there seems to be several of those on the list today.
Excellent.
So those are the ones that were kind of, and they're all kind of out here. I mean,
this is where I like going to estate sales like that, where it's just families selling them. I've gone to some really interesting ones.
There's one that I saw this morning while eating by Cocoa Puffs, or Cocoa Krispies, I should say. Got to make sure I'm correct on that. And she was showing a video of the estate sale. And she's like, this is my second house. And she's like, video. And it just looks like junk on tables everywhere. I was like, I'm not even going to put that one on the... So I was like, thanks for letting me know. And it was like, ugh. I mean, as you can see, we got a robust... Not that you want to see that, but... We'd hit all these sales if we drive the way I'm going anyways, just because they're all on main routes this week. It's really interesting. And they're all on the west side. It's like every main street that we typically hit, there's like two sales on every one of them this week. And it hasn't been like that all summer. It's been pretty much everything on the east side.
Well, everybody's getting smart in doing neighborhood sales. They're all organizing their neighborhoods into neighborhood sales, because there's been a couple of them that have blown up over the years. And it also, it just makes sense, you know, because then you get more traffic.
Bigger net.
Yeah, and you get everybody, you know, puts their stuff out, and there's traffic generated from it.
So bigger pool, I should say.
Yeah.
You have a bigger pool for people to wade through.
Right, and so you're going to attract more people, and then people are just going to park their cars and walk around your neighborhood, they make little maps and stuff so you know where all the sales are.
Works for us.
Yeah, it's a lot better. It saves everybody gas, it saves everybody time.
And this... Honestly, this time, like a lot of those neighborhood sales they're having on like Saturdays and Sundays, all the sales this time in later August, they're all the same Friday and Saturday. I've seen a few that are Saturday only. Speaking of which, spoiler alert, we're having a garage sale next Saturday. So whether we have a show or not, we're having a one-day sale next Saturday as well.
Where, at your house?
Yep.
For sale by owner.
They call that a FSBO. In the business.
Not a FSBID. And also, one of our listeners I know definitely knows what FSBID is. I don't know if Johnny Bueno knows what FSBID is.
Take your FSBID out of your mouth.
But I know little Danny Fogel knows what Fizbin is. He probably knows the rules too.
Does it involve dice?
No, it's a card game.
Ah, I was close. See? Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Man, how did I know?
It's where they go to the planet of the gangs. A Piece of the Action is the name of the where they go. And the whole planet is run like a 1930s mob.
Expect the best.
It's got Vic Tabak in it as one of the mob bosses.
Vic Tabak
is one of the mob bosses, and they take Kirk and Spock hostage, and they trick them by, like, when they're playing cards, they're like, "Yeah, you want to play a real man's game? You've never played Fizbin before?"
I've never seen that place.
Juicy Crab? We got... Oh, yeah. Are we... Oh, okay. I was going to say, we got some Juicy Crab in Brighton. Are we in Brighton? No, we're not in Brighton or Henrietta yet, are we?
Henrietta.
Okay, so there's a couple Juicy Crabs around here. Yeah. Juicy Crab sounds more like a diagnosis at the doctor's, you know?
Yeah.
Than the actual place to go and eat.
Well, I was going to say, it's like,
You want some crab? It's juicy. It just makes me think of...
We got several varieties of crab. Come on.
It just reminds me of Fizbin. I'm just like, what do you got to drink? Dr. Pepper, crab juice. Dr. Pepper, give me a crab juice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a seafood lover, so I'm doubly not going, you know... Not a seafood lover, but, like, yeah, triple down on not going to Juicy Crab.
You know, I don't want to lose track of it before we go to the next stop, but goddamn that Vic Tabak. He is legendary in my mind.
Stow it!
Right, exactly. Stow it, dinghy.
Yeah.
I mean...
No, stow it, flow. Shut up, dinghy.
Shut up, dinghy!
And Alice got respect. He had respect for Alice, none for Vera.
I mean,
someday I gotta watch the. You know, there's a movie that's based on.
Oh, really?
A Paul Mazursky movie, a serious. It's not a comedy per se, but, like, it's called Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
Oh, I remember that. Wasn't that a book?
Maybe he might have based it on a book, but it was It was a very popular... And I don't think it was Linda Lavin. I can't remember who played Alice in it, but...
I think she got the job because she could sing.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. She
was an ex...
Wants to be a singer.
She wanted to be a singer, that's right.
She was and she was waiting tables until she got her... Until her singing career went through. But what sucks about that is, if you want to have a TV series like that... Then Alice is never going to have her singing career. Or else the show's over.
Well, she did have it for a little while, didn't she?
She was doing, like nightclub gigs, but not enough to get her out of... They couldn't give her enough of a singing career that she would, like, be able to quit her job at Mel's, you know?
I wish they would have had, like, a spinoff with, like, Vera, where her second job was... You know, working at Porky's or something like that.
Yeah. If they were going to do a spinoff, it would have been Flo.
It was Flo. I think they did do a spinoff.
Did they do a Flo spinoff? I would not be surprised at all if they did a Flo spinoff.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Holy shit. She's not happy with him.
I got my eyes on the road.
Two people getting ready to cross the road. He's just, like, talking to his wife or girlfriend or whatever, and she's just, like, got her arms crossed and just, like, looking at him just like, "Shut up, you piece of shit. You piece of absolute human shit. Don't you talk to me, you worm." That was what her face was saying, and body language. Anyway, that was our first Garage Sale Globe drop. We will be back after just about a half a second. Give the baby head a squeeze for good luck. feels so good.
Do you mean the merciless ruler of the universe?
Ruler.
Take this earthling, Dale Arden, to be your empress of the hour?
Of the hour, yes.
Do you promise to use her as you will?
Certainly.
Not to blast her into space? Until such time as you grow weary of her.
I do.
I do not. Yes!
All right. We just went to a couple old people. You notice everybody, both of those houses had traps, had like vermin traps for sale.
No.
Live capture, you know, like for Jesus Sage Christ. Come on.
I gotta take a picture.
Come on. Just come the fuck on. What is happening? What the fuck is happening here? Follow that car.
I will.
What the fuck? Okay, a convertible just drove by us, filled with skeletons and American flags.
Oh my god. I gotta take a picture. Jesus Christ. That's pretty good shit.
He's playing
Survivor.
It's a fat Republican guy playing Eye of the Tiger by Survivor with skeletons in the backseat of his car with draped in American flags holding up their middle fingers.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I guess I'm trying to figure out why. And it's like, why he's doing a tour through, like, old people retirement suburbia.
I don't know, but we're here in freaking an awesome tune right now.
Anyway, I got a $3 cassette recorder, Walkman-style thing, similar to the one you got a while ago that we...
Yeah.
We actually recorded an episode on last year, and this could be a backup in case of dead. It already came preloaded with a tape of, she's like, I think that was like Bible camp or something, but it sounds more like fucking like little kids in North Korea singing. So listen. So I don't know what the fuck's up with that. And I got a dollar copy of...
There he goes.
There he goes!
You gotta trade your passion for glory, man.
I guess. But that's... I hate that song. Anyway, I got Tom Cruise War of the Worlds in my attempt to get all the Spielberg movies on DVD. And then the other place, I got a Emmylou Harris record, Roger Miller and Willie Nelson Old Friends record, and three like Mexican blankets that are really nice looking and were cheap and were brand new, according to the guy. Let me roll down the window so we can catch some more Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, I'm going to get us out of weirdo land, I think. I think we're pretty much...
I can't make this shit up.
Please
come to our Discord. All you Two True Freaks listeners on Facebook, ditch that fucking Facebook. They won't even let me on. They won't let me on because I won't give them my phone number, since I don't have a phone number, or I won't send them a picture of my ID. And just by the way, if you guys are on Facebook and you got suckered into giving them your phone number or Your send them your ID. I don't know what to tell you about the ID, but maybe change your phone number would be a good idea. Anyway, come to Discord where we can actually talk. And you can see the picture of the dude with his skeleton car doing his he's acting like there's like it's a parade and people are going to come out and like welcome him, but like
maybe he's practicing.
We were the only ones that were paying attention. Yeah, he's doing a dry run. All right. We're on to the next garage sale. What did you get? You got
In the first sale for $1 Rooney, I got the Rochester Opoly. But the one that I got had a little bit different style board. As you notice, it's a little bit smaller, a little bit shorter. It was like a fold-in board.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. Beer! He had beer on his shirt.
Well, that's why he's riding a bike, because he probably got too many DWIs. Now he has to ride his bike everywhere.
He didn't look very happy.
No, he wasn't.
Matter of fact, it looked like he had a little bit case of swamp ass.
Yeah, well. Holy bro. Oh, okay. It's a different garage sale. All right.
Well, they don't have anything in their hands.
All right. What else did you get before
I got
we
those
get to
three
that?
$3 records.
Oh, that's right.
I got the Willie Nelson, Always on My Mind. I got the Pure Prairie League. And then. Of course, I always forget the third one.
The third one was the one that I thought was the best of the three. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, it was
Chet Atkins, maybe?
No, Joey, Jimmy, Colton, what was it? Bishop.
Oh, yeah, Elvin Bishop.
Elvin Bishop.
Yes. Not really a country, more of a like blues guitar hero type person. Yeah, that was the one that looked like
and what attracted me to that area was that they said they had a box of old country records, and they did.
Yep.
I mean, they had three for each, or 120 for the whole box. They had at least 20 Willie Nelson records.
Oh, yeah. Obviously really into Willie Nelson. They had a Willie Nelson t-shirt, too, for sale. There it is. Yeah. There we are.
She blows!
All right.
What do you got to get like that?
We'll be right back.
She doesn't always have to blow, does she? Are you doing your Adam Sandler? You were doing that last week,
too.
Lowest
common denominator comedy.
I am the walrus. You were doing your Adam Sandler. I hate to tell you.
It's okay.
I was like, hey, is that Adam Sandler?
It's like a Korean... That's like a North Korean choir of children singing, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Well, as if you're happy and you know it, stay a swear.
If you're happy and you know it, get the fuck out of North Korea.
If you walked up to me with that hat on, I'd be expecting to be like, y'all want some food? I rustled up some vittles.
I'm Captain Garage Sale.
Captain Garage.
I'm the Garage Sale Cowboy. Yeehaw! Yeehaw!
Captain Grom Sale.
I'm Cowboy Grom. Yes, sir. I just got me a dollar cowboy hat. I don't know if this is real leather, fake leather, or like
slap leather.
It's something, but for a buck, man, hell yeah. And I got a little Amish Pennsylvania Dutch trivet. We get too soon old and too late smart. And I got the basic clinical.
That guy looks like the Quaker Oats guy, but with a giant beard.
Yes. And I got Basic Clinical Parasitology, the third edition, with two parasitic worms forming the medical symbol on the cover of it. But, yes, just an old book on parasites from, looks like, I'm going to guess the 40s. This was published. Let's see what we can find here.
Well, that's what castor oil's for, right?
Oh, no, it's got some... It's maybe 50s or 60s. Anyway, have you gotten anything at any of these garage sales we've been
doing? Well, I got those two manga books, remember?
Oh, those.
They're in the back seat.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can read them off.
The animal. There was some animal, like.
You mean furry?
Yeah, yeah. Some anthropomorphic animal.
Yeah, so I got those two. The main highlight really was that crazy dude driving on that scooter on the main highway.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I should have brought the tape out for that. Okay, we're driving on a main thoroughfare, right?
10 o'clock in the morning.
Four lanes. No, like, well, yeah, like, more like 11.
10:30 in the morning.
And here comes this guy on one of those motorized scooters with his little kid
holding on for dear life
in the front, whipping down the street in full traffic.
Like, literally almost catching up to us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, all these cars and like, there was shitloads of 18-wheelers and stuff. And he's just like, I'm cool dad, blah, blah, blah. And we went by him, and I just yelled CPS out the window. And he, like, waves at me like, yeah, that's right, I'm cool. And then I think it maybe sunk into his head. And then when he pulled up past us again, and I just looked him in the eye and said, I put a spell on you. I said, no. I looked at him and I said, dude, I'm calling CPS. And he went, rip, and pulled onto the sidewalk and kept going. What the fuck? I hate kids, man. And I was, like, feeling bad for this kid. And then I told him, I said, listen, dude. Can't stand your shit. But yeah, we've been to a lot of disappointing garage sales. We went to one of my old school nemesis back from when I would garage sale with Trudy. This woman with all sorts of collectible shit, good stuff, no prices on it. She wasn't, when we got there, we go, how much is this? The lady sitting there goes, oh, she's coming right back. And it's like, oh, okay, so she doesn't price anything. She's not here. Then she came and started, like, just ignoring people. And like, Johnny Bueno's got two, like, little, like,
TV trays,
one Smurfs and one Trolls. And I was just like, ooh, that Trolls one's nice. And those things are always rusty, but the ones you had were generally, they were in nice shape. And then as soon as I saw her, I just walked up to Johnny and I said, don't get too excited, dude, about the stuff you had. You had like a G.I. Joe watch.
Yeah.
And another like pen of some sort.
A bicentennial pen still in the package. Right. It was marked for 49 cents. That was the best deal. She's like, $1. And I'm like, But I would have bought that, but everything else, she wanted $10 for each tray.
Yeah.
And then $5 for the G.I. Joe watch
I've run into her many times over the years. She's overpriced, and she's a jerk about it, too. And
she wasn't very nice.
Yeah, it's just like if you have a garage sale, sell stuff at garage sale prices. She's a dealer person. You can put that eBay price on it if you're in a store. You have your own store that you pay for. But no.
We're not going to the... I can't get the... Well, there we go.
Should I cowboy it for the rest of the... Should I go cowboy it for the rest of the day?
I would think so. I'm not sure what's going on here. I can't seem to get to this next one, so... We're just going to go to... Skip it to Cindy Lane.
Cindy Lane.
Not Candy Lane. Don't know what it is. Do you? Yeah!
Little harm farm.
Play it, man!
Anyway, I haven't had much luck, but Johnny Bueno just scored at this last place.
Yeah. One that I had my list originally and crossed it off and... Well, 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 what have we here? We found something different. But we actually ended up going to the sale because it was on our way to the other one. Which I, by the way, have to get us to. But I got two things. I got a Hulk Bendy still in the package, although the package was beat up, for $1. And then I also got that Ren and Stimpy Shaven Yak. Very large and heavy. And it had log from Blammo on it. So, yeah, not too bad.
That's in the package, too.
Yeah.
That one might be worth something, because that John Case stuff, there wasn't a lot of it. And the Shaven Yak doesn't seem like it would have been a...
Maybe a lot of them. Oh, that's where we're going. We're going to Torrey Pine.
Okay.
That's what we were on our way before to. Well, you know, for $3, I couldn't say no.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not perfect package, but it's pretty nice. Good enough. Definitely worth more than $3, I would guess.
Yeah, it's dinged up, but, I mean, the stuff inside of it is in good shape. It might even be even easier to, like, toss the packaging away if you look at the... See what the... Sometimes people pay more for it out of the package. Sometimes it doesn't matter if it's in the package or out of the package as much as people seem to think.
Yeah. Wow. We just pulled onto that Torrey Pine Street, and there it is,
right there.
Construction everywhere. There's moving vans, there's...
There's a pool. Yeah, everybody's getting... It's because that we're getting the tail end of everybody's...
Moving season.
Chance for yard work and stuff, you know, like intense yard work and stuff. So everybody's maybe getting on the end of their list that they made at the beginning of summer for doing, like... Or maybe it's maintenance day for the... Anyway, we got a garage sale to go to.
Where's the cough dump? I need a cough dump.
Always using that Beatles music because you know it's copyright free, so use it at will.
Yeah, it's like the statute of limitations.
Yeah. I mean, once more than two people in the band are dead, and I think Billy Preston died, so he was an official.
Statue of fermentation. That's
so. So it's they're free to use. Anyway. Things have been looking up a little bit. We've been had some interesting...
Okay, voice just went up a little bit. Yeah, so
yeah, we got it's a little better garage sale now than we had before.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Yeah, I got a lot of books, too. Oh, yeah, I found a place with 5-cent books. Got a bunch of, like, science fiction, more horror books.
Horror
that I hadn't heard of, like, cheap dime novel horrors, which can't beat that, especially if I got some movie adaptations. I got The Gnomobile, although it's not an adaptation. It's an Upton Sinclair story. I think he was a political writer in the 1800s.
Might have been.
Oh, he is. He's. I'm trying to think of...
The Jungle?
The Jungle, yes, exactly. He wrote The Jungle.
I thought you were a
The Jungle and the Gnomobile. But Upton Sinclair on the Gnomobile with the Disney picture on the cover of it. And what else did I get there? I got a Johnny Cash record there.
Sun Records.
Yeah,
Johnny
and
Cash.
Sun Records. So it's an old original. It's not like an early...
72, I looked at.
Yeah, so it's late in his Sun career. Or it's just like a compilation that Sun put out after he was gone, yeah.
But it was in perfect shape.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And before that, I went to a place that I got a Casey and the Sunshine Band record. And People Magazine from when E.T. came out with E.T. on the cover. And the Star Trek 3 novelization.
Ooh.
And, this is some Fun Factory. They do this better than fucking Nirvana.
Speaking of which, I saw a video last night. This will really piss you off. Your buddy there, Dave Grohl on the Foo Fighters. did Freedom of 76 in Philadelphia.
Oh, really? They should go fuck themselves. That's what they should do.
Thought you might.
I fucking hate that guy. He's so full of shit, man. He's just so full of shit. I don't hate him for cheating on his wife. He's a rock star. They all cheat on his wife. You can't judge any of them more harshly. Well, I can judge him more harshly because he's a fucking... This just, I don't know, man. He's like a poser, and like, I don't even get the sense that he doesn't like seem to cash in on Kurt. You know, like a lot of people could be like cashing on Kurt Cobain's death or anything.
I don't know.
He just seems like he's so fake and full of shit. Yeah. Whenever he opens his yappity yapper, his flappity flapper. It makes me want to pull out my slappity slapper. Anyway.
You got a humper up ahead.
What have you gotten in any of... Yeah.
I can't even remember. You gave me that book, that $6 million man book.
The Bigfoot book, yes.
I got something else, too, but I can't even remember what it was. I mean, I've been looking at stuff. I just haven't been buying it.
Well, this is a long, long driveway full of garage sale stuff.
Look at that. It's got a Model T there, whatever that is. What is that? It's a ZZ Top car.
It's more ZZ Top than Model T, but yeah.
Pretty
cool.
It's
the second one we've seen today.
Yeah.
All right. We will be back. So I'm a lying liar. I said I got a Casey and the Sunshine Band. I got a Kool and the Gang record.
I was wondering.
But I was like, you know, I should have checked out the record. Yeah, it's in pretty good shape. It needs a good cleaning. Then I noticed there's two other records in here. Madonna.
Which one?
The first Madonna album.
Oh.
Just the vinyl, you know, just the vinyl. And Wham! Make It Big.
Yeah, you seem to be getting that one a lot this year.
I don't have any other Wham! Make It Big.
No, actually, I'm the one who picked up the cassette earlier this year. But it was you who never made up. You figured out the joke.
Oh, yes.
I just figured that out.
But here's the discovery in this. Someone's dance routine with... Well, they can't spell walk. They spell walk, W-A-K. Walk.
Oh, they combine the L and the K. It's a shorthand.
Oh, okay. Walk backward. Lift hands slowly. When hands reach top, go backward. Keep hand in same position. Tight back. One toe heel. 2 point, two lift. There's just pages and pages of dance instruction for Come With Me by Donna Summer.
Well, that probably explains the Madonna record.
Yeah, this was probably... That's why they were all disco records. This is somebody learning their disco steps to go out to the fucking disco and spend their Kodak money on some... At the disco on a... Probably on a little bit of Peruvian marching powder. Peruvian dancing powder. From left to right, forward, back, rocking motion with body slightly jerking.
That's my move.
That's all of our moves.
That's my move. Stop short. That's my move.
That's it. Call your lawyer. Write your congressman. All right.
I'm calling Grom.
We are on,
Grom!
We're on the hunt. We had
Grom.
Delicious subs at Ricky's, are one of our usual spots.
First, okay, I do it once a summer. Once a summer. And, yeah.
Delicious, as always. I had a meatball sub.
And I went eggplant. Yeah, Johnny went eggplant. Go figure.
I'm going to call you Johnny Eggplant from now on.
Didn't you remember that from True Romance?
Was there a Johnny Romance?
Well, when he was talking to Christopher Walken, He's like, you're a fucking eggplant. Anyways. Anytime you can make a great Christopher Walken. Where is this? Maybe it's tomorrow. Maybe. Like a neighborhood sale? It's got to be tomorrow.
Sure doesn't.
This is... If I could whistle right now, I'd do the Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
I just did.
Yeah.
Thank you. Johnny will be performing at Yuck Yucks tonight.
There ain't nothing happening in this part of town.
This
little bend with the trees, like...
Yeah, you know where this is? This is where the... This is all built on the old landfill right here.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I like the trees right there. Oh. Yeah. And the big hole where no one's got their house. And everything's sloping down.
Oh, well.
That's America right there.
Oh, well.
America.
We love sinkholes in America. All right. We'll be back.
What is this, Florida? Be good, do good, God bless. Fuck you.
God bless is second to last on that list. That's a hell of a Christian they are.
Wow, I got a squeeze by this Prime driver. You get a double.
I was just waiting for him to just start pulling out. That was the next move that was coming from me. Anyway.
A couple fools on the hill over there.
Yeah. We will be
back. Can you imagine living like on this road like right
here?
Yeah,
it would suck.
Yeah, but you're living around it quite, and your kids are getting a good education, goddammit.
All your pets have a life expectancy of about 6 months if you let them out, or if they can get out.
Get out. Ooh, cowpokes. What do you think about that there, Slim?
I like it. Anyway, we're finishing it off for the day. Johnny Bueno's got a concert to go to, and we finally hit a garage sale where, like, I spent almost $50 there on a whole fucking box full of Archie digests. Not the greatest score in the world, but it will sell.
You got a literally full plastic milk crate of them.
Yep, for 25 cents a piece. And then there was that other sale that had the...
140 of them, they said.
Yeah, yeah. The woman was having a hell of a time figuring out how to... She's like, okay, that's so times 140 times 25 cents.
She was doing the old Bugs Bunny. And carry the one.
And Johnny goes, or just divide it by four. And she just, like, her brain goes... She goes, what? And her husband goes, yeah, just... And I'm like, 0.25. You're either multiplying it by 0.25, which is the same as dividing by 4. And she's just like, what?
She's like, I'm an English and art major. My brain doesn't function like that.
I'm an artist, too. And I just remember elementary school. But anyway, I got that. And then Johnny kept finding me stuff. He's like, look, it's a talking... a rain stick.
Right, for a buck.
For a buck.
It's like a 2-foot rain stick. It wasn't used, but it was nice.
Yeah, it's a short one. It's a nice short one.
It's functional. It wasn't rotted.
Yeah. And I got an inflatable bed, which I've wanted to have. So now we have an extra guest bed in case we need one. And it's one of the nice ones. Exactly. And I got a whole collected Edgar Allan Poe book there too. Oh, and nice. I got my wall hanging of whatever, Johnny. That's the theme for today's show. Whatever. God. Whatever.
Yeah, it was quite a travel day for a Friday.
Whatever.
I got 7 CDs for 50 cents a piece. A couple of them were in the shrink wrap.
Can't beat that.
Including a couple Black Keys CDs and some soundtracks.
Yo, man, why they gotta be Black Keys?
That's the name of the band.
Whatever.
Tommy Boy soundtrack. The Austin Powers Spy Who Shagged Me soundtrack.
Which I think is probably, that's probably got, what's his name, Burt Bacharach singing What the World Needs. We could get some lemonade too.
Oh yeah.
It's not, oh, there it is.
Want me to add to the lemonade pot for you kids?
Yeah, no, see if you could just clip their stand on the way. Oh, this is Mark Martin Street, isn't it?
It is. I don't know what they're talking about. But anyways, what else did I get? Oh, I got this great CD that says the greatest soundtrack songs of all time. So it's got the James Bond theme and all that.
The Godfather, probably.
It has to, right? And then, you didn't want to forget what I got in the garage sale, a couple garage sales before that, which was that VHS copy of Spawn movie.
Yes, the Hell Spawn.
Man, that guy was kind of scary. I hate to say it. The summer teeth.
Summer
teeth and some weren't there.
I thought the comics kind of sucked, but I thought the animated show was kind of fun, although it took itself way too seriously with the, like, it was, I think it was McFarlane himself doing the like, voiceover, and it's like, the Hellspawn thinks about his future, and would get all, like, philosophical, and that was so stupid, it was funny. But the actual animated stuff was really well animated and good. And I'm an actual booster of the movie. Do you remember the movie, and it had John Leguizamo as a clown?
And he was so great. Long ago, and a very, very hazy long time ago. So that's why I'm going to watch it at some point.
I kind of hate Todd McFarlane, but I kind of like Spawn in a very cheesy sort of way. You're in a hurry. I was going to say, do you want to see that box set? But
well, we'll figure that out, too.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
The canon, what was it called again?
The graphic canon. I sent you a
I know, a but link. You could tell what you got.
Oh, yeah, I got this at a used bookstore. And I've had really good luck getting comics at that used bookstore. That's where I got that first Doctor Strange number one, but the whatever it was. Number whatever that was the first step, but it's called the graphic canon, and it's a three giant comic
with all the great underground comic book artists
doing classical stories. Hang on, power off. That was
power off.
Listen to some Armand Shabrock coming on.
Yeah, well, next week was supposed to be the garage sale at Casa de Bueno. So we'll see how that goes. You can always come along if you want to get a good recording about that. Their cowboy Ratnik.
I'm sorry, my thing was like, they call me the rat fucker. local record store owner Armand Shabrock's album playing.
Well, that kind of is appropriate with that hat you're wearing.
Yeah, hell yeah.
The hell I am.
Hell I am. All right, guys, we are signing off. Maybe we'll do something next week on the garage sale or whatever. But
it could be fun.
Yeah,
we talk about all the stuff I sold and how much I sold it for and how much money I made.
All the money he made.
Money, 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 money.